Father, we do want to sing our praises aloud to you. And as we read this last psalm entitled, Let All Things Praise the Lord, 77 words and 13 times, I think, praise is mentioned here. Praise the Lord, or hallelujah. Praise God. Well, first we have where, and then we have how, and then we have when, and then we have who. And so we've got the answers to how to praise the Lord here. But it's praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And closing, hallelujah, or praise the Lord. So a great climax. This is very similar, of course, to the last four or five psalms that we've had, because they're all hallelujah psalms, all beginning with praise the Lord, hallelujah, and ending with hallelujah. But we begin here, where do we praise Him? In His sanctuary and in His mighty firmament, or you could translate that into the expanse of heaven. And so that's a pretty broad area, expanse of heaven, isn't it? But that's where we are to praise him. And what for? We praise him for his mighty acts. And we praise him according to, notice this, excellent greatness. Not just for his greatness, for his excellent greatness. And I would think we might consider, what has he done in our lives lately that were really great or really excellently great, right? More than great. And I know there are those things. And then how do we praise him? We praise him with the sound. We got eight instruments here, I think, mentioned. Sound of the trumpet. That's a brass, of course. With the lute and the harp, that's a stringed instrument. The timbrel and with the dance. Praise him with stringed instruments. There's the strings, instruments and flutes, the pipes. And now we have the percussion. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Now that's noisy, isn't it? Some have said as they read this psalm, I think Mike McIntosh for a while was doing this, he would say once a year, because sometimes they would have somebody jump up in the middle of a service and start playing a trumpet or a flute or something or other, that the spirit has overtaken them, and which is so disruptive and not appropriate. So he would say once a year, we're going to ask everybody to bring anything they can make a noise with. And we'll have a little worship, and then we'll have a time of just noise. And Pastor Chuck heard about that. He said, yeah, that's good for Mike. But that's kind of what we have here. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. So not only loud, but clashing. And that's noisy. Those big cymbals, when you really bang them together, are noisy, aren't they? And then let everything that has a ruach, we call it breath here, but it could be the spirit, the ruach, praise. Let everything that has ruach, that has breath, praise the Lord. Isn't that awesome? Praise the Lord. I think about us being such unique creatures created in his image with language, with voices that we can know what we're saying. Not that the birds and the other animals don't know what they're saying, but they don't have the language ability that God has given man. They don't have the reasoning ability. They don't have the ability to consider who made them, I don't think, and where they're going, because they don't have a place like he has reserved for us. So this is the praise God, praise the Lord, and the culmination of the praise psalms. Father, as we sang this morning, that you hear our prayers, Lord, and we thank you for that picture of you coming in, and we can just hear your robes, movement of your robe is your closeness to us. And when he moves and when we pray, where stood a wall now stands away, and that is so true with prayer, Lord, and you have enabled us to pray and invited us to pray. And so, Lord, the things are all over the map today as different things going on in the world. And we know that you have told us there will be wars and rumors of wars. Don't get too concerned about that, but about where we're going. And, Lord, we know that you will bring so many people to you through these crisis situations that we call crisis situation. But we know the real crisis situation is the decision to be made before the last breath of every living human being. And Lord, that is eternal in nature, not just temporal. And so, Lord, help us to include salvation prayers, I think, too, Lord, as that is the most important eternally. And so lead us now in these moments of prayer together by your Spirit in Jesus' name. All right, let's close with Shout to the Lord. And it says, I sing for the joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. And nothing compares to the promise I have. Oh, nothing compares to the promise I have in you. So let's sing along. Love. Just want to close with a familiar passage. The disciples asked Jesus, "When will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name. I am the Christ, and will deceive many." Verse 6, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars." And listen to this. "See that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass," must come to pass, "but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows," birth pangs. "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Well, Father, you're telling us exactly what's happening, and it should not come upon us as a surprise. So, Lord, help us. Just reminded that the mother's womb is now, always has been recently anyway, a much more dangerous place than all of the Ukraines and all of those things put together. And even in this land alone, we're killing over 2,000 a day. 2,000 a day. The casualties of the abortioners worldwide is much greater than all the wars. At times, the wars take a lot of lives, but generally, no, not that many. And so, Lord, whatever. We know 160,000 approximately will die today, regardless of wars or no wars or pestilence or no pestilence or whatever, Lord. And that is the last breath for these, and where they are going to spend eternity will have been made. So, Lord, those around us who are still alive and still do not know you, may we not be casual in our prayers, may we not be casual in our witness, knowing that we can't save anybody, but we can show them who you are and what you're doing in our lives. I hope that's evident by our lives, Lord. So help us. Thank you for these precious ones who've come again this morning here to pray. And now as we leave, may we continue in prayer today and affect those that you will put in our paths. In Jesus' name, amen.